Okay, well, we continue in our Easter season, this Easter octave, so we're celebrating as if it's Sunday, or it is Sunday, liturgically speaking. It's so beautiful to have our beautiful sanctuary with the flowers and the candles. We're here in our first reading, Acts chapter 2, so let's try and keep track. I'll do the homework, but you can follow with me how many sermons of St. Peter we're going to hear here in the Acts of the Apostles as we journey through it. I still recommend watching the movie, The Acts of the Apostles, on YouTube. It's free to us, and for whatever reason, it gives a great visual to this story, the early church of the apostles, and seeing Peter stand up there and preaching. It's so powerful to see. So I encourage everybody to look that up, Acts of the Apostles on YouTube. I think it's a three-hour version, and it's dramatized, but the only narration is straight from the scriptures, straight from the Acts of the Apostles. So it's kind of interesting. And this beautiful psalm we have today, keep me safe, our responsorial psalm, Psalm 16, keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. So let's keep that in our hearts and minds today and all this week or during this octave, any day. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. And I want to think about Mary Magdalene and the women that go to the tomb, and Jesus appears to them first. It's so incredible. Before the 11, Judas is out, before the 11 disciples, Jesus appears to these women. They had such devotion, such faith. So let us cling in the right-ordered sense. This isn't where Jesus tells her, don't hold on to me. In the other gospel, Mary holds on to him. Jesus appears as the garden. But we do want to cling to our Lord. Cling to the Lord in this hope. Put all of our faith and trust and hope in the Lord, no matter what's going on. We want to cling to the Lord Jesus. So let's meditate on that today. Keep that on our hearts and minds and souls. You are our hope, Lord. You are the source of our hope. Keep me safe. You are my hope. And let's cling to our Lord Jesus today as we celebrate these Easter mysteries. Jesus suffered his passion, the Paschal mysteries. He suffered. He died. He went into the belly of the earth. And on the third day, he rose. He rose from the dead. That's what Easter is all about, the resurrection. We are a people of hope. We are an Easter people. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.